You're very welcome back to the programme. The Israeli military says that it expects its war in Gaza to continue right throughout 2024. In a New Year's message, the Israeli Defence Forces said that their troop deployments were being adjusted to prepare for what was called prolonged fighting. Almost 22,000 people have been killed in Gaza since October the 7th. That's according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The United Nations says that 85% of Gaza's 2.4 million people have been displaced. Israel's attacks began after the Palestinian militant group Hamas invaded southern Israel in October, killing 1,200 people and taking around 240 hostages. We're joined from Jerusalem this morning by Dan Williams, senior correspondent with the Reuters news agency. Dan, thanks for taking our call. Will you just tell us where the IDF are focusing their operations now? Is it mainly in central Gaza?
Central Gaza is a focus of the operations. There are continued clashes in northern Gaza, which was the first area of the strip to come under the Israeli ground invasion that really began on October 27th. And southern Gaza, there is a town called Khan Yunis, which is effectively the hub town there. That is also seeing more localized operations from what we understand. The Israeli forces appear to have overrun much of the Gaza Strip on the surface. However, as is now known, Hamas has an extensive network of bunkers and tunnels. Presumably that's where they're keeping the 129 hostages remaining in Gaza. And they are mounting regular ambushes, attacks on Israeli forces, inflicting casualties. And it would appear now that the Israelis are drawing down their forces, but actually continuing to devote more specialized troops to these pinpoint clashes, pinpoint operations against tunnels and bunkers, which would involve careful engineering work, literally drilling down in Gaza, having overrun the surface of Gaza and caused a great deal of damage.
But what have they achieved, Dan? We're now into the third month. We know that some hostages were freed, released during the temporary ceasefire back in November. But how much has Hamas been destroyed, which Israel said was their main aim?
Excellent question. Hamas is being very cautious. In fact, there's next to no accounting from Hamas about its casualties, about where things stand in terms of its military disposition, what it retains. It's worth remembering that they have regularly continued what, on their terms, would be strategic missile attacks using longer-range rockets, including a salvo right after the new year at about 4 minutes past midnight, a salvo of 13 rockets toward southern areas of Tel Aviv or areas south of Tel Aviv, which would have sent tens of maybe hundreds of thousands of people to shelter, those celebrating New Year's, which is in question in itself, given the mood in the country. But for Hamas, it was important to display that it continues to retain some of its capabilities. According to Israel, before this war, Hamas had 30,000 men under arms, 30,000 fighters. Israel says it has killed more than 8,000. It has also spoken about taking hundreds of people captive, hundreds of fighters captives, perhaps more by now. That has been disputed by Palestinians who've identified through visual images of some of those captives, have said that they've identified people who are definitely civilians and not fighters. It's very hard to know, but Hamas publicly is not signaling that it's anywhere close to surrender or defeat. And this is one of the reasons Israel is preparing for at least 6 more months of war. It's worth remembering here that the war has now spread. It has several other fronts. The front with Lebanon, there have been attacks on Israel from Iranian-backed groups in Iraq and Syria, as far away as Yemen. So when Israel talks about this being a protracted war, it's thinking about several fronts.
And does that also partly explain the adjustment of troop deployments, as they put it? Does that also involve people who are namely reservists, who have businesses, who have livelihoods, and they close those since October the 7th, but they want to return to them?
Yes, exactly. There's been widespread economic disruption in Israel, not just because of the displacement of 200,000 residents of communities on the Gaza border, those who survived the attack on October 7th, and also on the Lebanese border, but something in the order of 10 to 15% of the workforce was drafted as reservists. 300,000 civilians were turned into soldiers virtually overnight after this war began, and that took a big bite out of this high-tech economy. And Israel says five brigades are now being withdrawn from Gaza, two of them made up of reservists, presumably they're reservists, partly forming some of the other brigades. And it has described this as a bid to return some of the reservists to the workforce and shore up the economy before the damage really seeps in. There's also an indication, or more than indication, that some of these troops will be retrained, refreshed, as it were, allowed to recover from the fighting, and possibly rotated up north to the border with Lebanon, where since day two of this war, Hezbollah has been attacking Israel. There have been exchanges of fire. And Israel is now saying openly that if Hezbollah doesn't back down, withdraw its fighters from the border, that could spell a full-on war with Lebanon, which Lebanon can hardly afford given its own parlous economy.
Thank you very much indeed. Dan Williams, senior correspondent with the Reuters news agency in Jerusalem. It's 8:18.